The Nature Stories podcast, where people and place intersect.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Walden University Graduate Degrees Online, working to help students achieve their vision of success. Walden University, waldenu.edu.
I used to do all the pounding, planting here. Yeah, you laugh. I work. We all work.
Rocco Migliorelli's passion for farming started in the 1930s on his family's farm in the Bronx. You're listening to the Nature Stories podcast. I'm Samantha Brown. This podcast is curated by Atlantic Public Media in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. Each week, we bring you pieces about the intersection between people and place. Up now, Rocco from the Bronx, produced by Adam Arlington.
My name is Rocco Migliorelli. I was born on Paulding Avenue in the Bronx, off of Gun Hill Road, 1928. We farmed about 18 acres of land. I don't know if people know where Co-op City is. But you know where Co-op City is? I planted tomatoes there before the war. We all worked on the farm. My sisters and my brother also. We weeded. We learned to pick. In those days, we were about five vegetable growers in the neighborhood. In the summer, when I was out of school, I farmed with my father. I went peddling with the horse and wagon with him. East Chester Road, Gun Hill Road, White Plains Road, starting from 210th Street to 233rd Street, up and down the block, sun up to sundown. After the war, they started building all over. All the farms got pushed out. The turkey farms, pig farms, they all got pushed out. And then in 1970, my brother bought a dairy farm. And I came up to manage. I worked there for 5 years. And between him, well, not him, but his partner, we couldn't get along. So I came over here and I broke ground here. I was growing strictly vegetables, and I was going to Hunts Point, delivering to Hunts Point. And I took a beating. I wasn't making no money. At the end of the year, all I owed was bills and bills. So I said, all right, if we've got a farm, we've got to go to green markets. We started with the green markets. And believe me, I owed people 2 years. I owed C companies, and I owed mechanics. The first year with green markets, I paid off everybody. Green markets saved my farm. Like years ago, nobody had vegetables in the winter. The only vegetables the stores used to have was cabbage. What we'd done years ago, that's what we're doing today. We're retailing. I like farming. And as I grew up, I took interest into it. I always dreamed, I said, I got to have a farm on my own. And that's it. Now, my son got it. I'm retired. I'm 77 years old. There's 27 men here. Why I got to work? You see my flowers? That's what I take care of. I got on a tractor, and you know what? I got a stiff neck, and my butt hurts because I haven't been on a tractor for over a year, and I went on it the other day. I used to do all the plowing and planting here. Yeah, you laugh. I work. We all work.
This podcast is produced with support from the Nature Conservancy, committed to saving the last great places on Earth. To hear more stories like these, go to the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org. This Sunday, April 1st, don't forget to check out the new installment of Planet Earth in High Definition on the Discovery Channel. Learn more about that series at nature.org/yourplanet. From Woods Hole, Massachusetts, I'm Samantha Brown. I'll be back next week with a new Nature Stories podcast.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available real-time traffic alerts. More at Acura.com/RDX.